15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A lot of the people in this country think the President of the United States is Muslim, which he is not. He's Christian. They think he's foreign-born, which he's not. He's American-born. But they have this attitude about him, the people on the right, a lot of them, right? And here he is, and he comes into office in this jubilant situation in Egypt, where the first time in our lives we get to see people from the Arab world in a very positive democratic setting, not as terrorists or not as people fighting Israel or whatever. Not mouthing epithets against the West, but people like us.
Right. Celebrating.
In a way, it's like it took Obama to have this happen, or it's just so serendipitous.
Well, I mean.
But his critics will probably say, yeah, we knew this was coming.
There's Chris Matthews, quick to give the credit to the president for the changes in Egypt. Let's say you on this. We'll take your calls at 800-510-8255 later in the hour, as the circumstances in Egypt continue to be what dominates conversation on News Talk Radio programs over the weekend, the television full of interviews and conversation with so-called experts. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Of course, Matthews isn't the only one who thinks the president had something to do with this revolution in Egypt. Here's what Wolf Blitzer on CNN had to say after the news broke that the president was stepping down.
A lot of us remember that speech that President Obama gave in Cairo back in 2009. I'm not sure he expected that this would develop. I don't know if that was a result of this or what the impact was, but it was a dramatic speech at the time, and now we're seeing what's happening on the streets of Cairo, and I suspect it's going to spread elsewhere.
All right, so there's more indication of the sing-along with with Barack. On Fox News, Shannon Bream talked to Congressman Adam Smith of Washington about what Mubarak's departure may mean now for us.
What involvement should the U.S. or shouldn't we have in Egypt as they're now trying to put things back together?
Well, it's a difficult balance, and I think, you know, the president has struck that balance. Obviously, we have strong interest in having a stable government in Egypt that we can work with. On the other hand, you know, the people in Egypt are primarily interested in controlling their own destiny, not having the U.S. or anybody else, for that matter, dictate the direction it goes. So I think we have to work with the people who we have good relationships in there, but always in a supportive role, saying, where do you want to go? How can we help you get there? And also to make sure that we have positive relationships with the possible players who are going to emerge into a new government. But we cannot appear to be attempting to dictate a direction here at all. This is a people-driven movement in Egypt, and we need to respect that. And I guess most importantly, the military in Egypt that's now in charge needs to respect that as they begin to construct the government going forward.
And you mentioned the Egyptian military. I know that as they visited Washington before, you've had a chance to meet with some of them as they are here on Capitol Hill. Sure. What's your impression of how they are handling the situation so far?
Well, that's where I think they've done a great job. You know, they are a very capable and competent force, and also one which, helpfully, we have a good relationship with. Our military and military relationships in terms of joint training, their officers coming over to the U.S. and being educated here, you know, has helped us maintain very positive relationships with them. But the real test is going to be what comes in the weeks and months ahead. You know, do they honor the requests of the people who have been in the streets for the last several weeks in Egypt and actually make changes that give the people of Egypt a greater voice? You know, there's been a certain amount of enthusiasm that, you know, stability has reigned, Mubarak is gone, but the changes that the people in Egypt want weren't just to get Mubarak out of there. They want a more representative government that gives the people of Egypt greater freedom and greater opportunity, and the Egyptian military is going to have to deliver on that, or those people will be right back out in the streets, and there will be further instability in Egypt.
And what a bunch of narcissists some of us are. It's all about, every time you listen to some of these conversations, it's all about us, all about America. It's not about America. It's about stuff maybe that was invented in America that was used for this. But come on, folks, this is not all about us. This is about them. After listening to some of this stuff on these shows on Sunday, like, we need to kind of give it a rest here. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. On CNN, Candy Crowley spoke to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about the military in Egypt suspending the Constitution.
The military council has said
that they have suspended the Constitution and that they will be conducting things for the next 6 months or until there are elections. Is that an okay time frame, do you think, as far as the way the U.S. is looking at it?
Well, I think from our national security interest, this election in Egypt is going to define Egypt in the region for decades. And Mr. Al-Baradei said it could take up to a year to get democratic institutions in place. Just think what they have to do going forward. There really is no independent judiciary. There are no political parties. The Constitution has been used basically to outlaw political parties. So I'm looking for a free, fair, transparent election that will get the full flavor of Egypt. And a rush election could help an organization like the Muslim Brotherhood. So my advice to the Egyptian people is take your time, reach out to the world at large. A lot of people want to help you. And I'm not so sure you can do all the things you need to do between now and September to have a election that reflects the full will of the Egyptian people and to create democratic capacity. But that would be up to the Egyptian people.
I was talking to an administration official yesterday who talked about there being two different clocks in Egypt. And one of them goes slowly because it says you are building a democracy from the ground up. Here. That is not easy to do. We saw that in Iraq under entirely different circumstances. But nonetheless, it takes time when every institution needs to be redone. And then there's that other clock that is the impatience that you saw in the square, that the impatience that you feel from young people and from their parents. And so you have to find that sweet spot, do you not, between going too slowly to satisfy protesters who could just as easily show back up in the square, could they not?
Well, you know, that is a very good analysis, and I think your network's done an outstanding job of informing the American people what's going on in Egypt. Yeah, where is that sweet spot? There'll be a desire to look backward, to hold Mubarak accountable. How much money did he steal from the Egyptian people? Should he and those around him go to jail for abusing the Egyptian people? That's going to create friction with the army because the army has been very close to the Mubarak institutions, the Mubarak presidency. So as young people, the Muslim Brotherhood, talk about looking backward, that may create some friction of going forward. We know what the people are against in Egypt. We don't yet know what they're for. So there's a lot of friction when it comes to capacity building. You know, how much can you get up and running before September to make the election really meaningful? So I would err on the time of going slow, building capacity, and as the desire to look back grows, which it will, to hold people accountable, that will create friction among the army because a lot of the generals in this army have lived pretty well during the Mubarak era, and I don't know how much they're going to be into letting people go back and hold him accountable.
And I'm listening to all of this stuff, and I know you are as well, and you hear, oh, maybe, perhaps, well, we'll have to wait and see. Hearing a lot of nothing so far. How about with you? What are you thinking about all of this? 800-510-8255. Not only has Parliament been dissolved, but if you look around the region, the country of Yemen has protesting started. You've seen it in Libya, Jordan, Syria, all those. There's a lot of cracks in the wall, and that's maybe a pretty good thing. Let's see, just kind of as you sit back and wonder, would this sort of thing ever happen in America? Is that blasphemy to suggest that? 800-510-8255 on the countdown, a quarter after the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley Sofa and Love Seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus,
recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The overview of news talk radio and television, the left and the right, the focus on what's going on in Egypt. Here, radio host Nick DiGiulio talking to a correspondent on the streets of Cairo as Egyptians celebrate the stepping down of Mr. Mubarak.
Tell me what it's like, what's going on out there, what's happening in front of the presidential palace.
Well, huge celebrations, unbelievable happiness, people hugging, sing high fives, flags waving, cars beeping their horns. You have to understand how we got here. I mean, on the 24th of January, there was absolutely no talk or no hope of any change happening in this country. It's been going on for decades. You know, corruption, lack of transparency, abuse of the people by the police, et cetera, et cetera. And since the 25th, it's been a whole new country with a whole new sense of dedication, perseverance. A lot of sacrifices, people died, people got injured, people, you know, lost money, not going to work and going down to the streets. And at the end of the tunnel was a light, and this light is what we're seeing right now. So everybody's absolutely ecstatic.
It sounds like it. I can hear that. I can hear the festivities in the background, Ahmed. By the way, Ahmed Rab from the Council on American Islamic Relations, Chicago's executive director. Is this considered then, Ahmed, a victory for the people?
This is an absolute victory for the people. The government thought that they had given us concessions and that that would be a victory that we could walk home with, but the people refused. They were persistent and principled in their stance that they want full freedom and democracy, a full system change, not just a personality change. And they took a huge risk, and a lot of other people were criticizing this so-called stubbornness. But you know what? At the end of the day, that is what brought us home. It's not piecemeal. You cannot have freedom piecemeal. You got to have freedom whole.
Absolutely.
And that is precisely what people have right now.
What are Mubarak supporters? Have they been seen? Have they made themselves seen at all?
You know, that's the thing. A lot of people here believe that Mubarak's so-called supporters were either paid people who were directly benefiting from the corruption, but there's no real grassroots support for Mubarak except from those who are depoliticized and kind of clueless about what's going on. And they're not active in the streets. And so it's a total holistic celebration right now from everybody. I think you will not find a single civilian here that actually wanted Mubarak to stay.
No.
So there's more. I don't know, we're maybe beating this into the ground a little bit here. But it's interesting, some of the coverage on the Sunday news programs. We'll get back to that in a few moments. And then your calls at 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the hot hits. Not many of them. With the face of Egypt changing, seems to be what people want to listen to, want to talk about. So we continue to present what's changed over the weekend. That's really pretty much the bottom line. Here's some of the weekend TV talk programs, like This Week with Christiane Amanpour. Here she talks with Egyptian ambassador to the U.S. about what's happening over there.
Who is in charge? Yes, the military. But is Vice President Soleiman still there? Is Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq?
The Supreme Military Council is chaired by the Minister of Defense, Field Marshal Tantawi, so he would be in charge collectively with the Council. The Council has decided to maintain the current government of Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq as a caretaker government to be changed at a later stage.
So, the military now, and also Prime Minister Shafiq's latest communique, is that the prime aim is to restore security. But that seems to be a little bit of odds with what the protests are saying, many wanting to stay there until their democratic aspirations are met, or at least outlined.
Certainly there's a security void, it's necessary to restructure the police force, but also the economic conditions must be addressed as well. So the first priority are security and the economic welfare, but that doesn't preclude that the reform process would not go ahead as well.
Well then, tell me exactly what we expect. When will the emergency law be lifted?
In accordance with the fourth communique of the Supreme Military Council, it would be lifted as soon as the current conditions of protest have been terminated.
But when? Next week? Next year?
They haven't defined yet a specific timetable. I believe that they will do so as conditions stabilize.
So that also uncertain. That a key demand of the U.S. and of the protesters. What about a clear roadmap to elections? Will elections happen in September, as President Mubarak had been saying?
Well, yesterday the Field Marshal had meetings with the Minister of Justice and with the Chief of the Supreme Court in an effort to start to formulate the legislative and constitutional reforms that are necessary to hold free and fair elections.
Do you think that's in a matter of months for the elections or a year or so?
There are conflicting opinions within the opposition and the government related to the time span that might be needed.
Could it be a year?
I've heard some in the opposition speaking about the necessity of a year so as to establish the political environment, so as the parties will be able to present their platforms and field their candidates.
Without President Mubarak as the ally, very pro-Western, pro-United States, had that close relationship with Israel, do you think a new system in Egypt will be as automatically favorable to doing what the U.S. wants, what Israel wants, as the previous one?
I think the government of Egypt does what is in its best interest and that of its people. And these issues are institutional issues. The relationship, U.S.-Egyptian relationship, is a deep one.
Can the U.S. count on the same kind of support as it had before?
Certainly. These issues are driven by mutual interest, by Egyptian interest, and interest remains a close association to the United States.
Where is President Mubarak?
I have no immediate knowledge of his whereabouts.
Is he in Sharm el-Sheikh?
I believe he is in Egypt. I have no information related to specifically where he might be.
But in Egypt?
That's my understanding.
A lot of concern about Israel's international treaties. Yes, the Egyptian military said it would honor the treaties, but people are still worried. Do you believe in the future the peace treaty with Israel will stand?
I do believe so. The treaty has been beneficial to Egypt over the last 30 years or more. We have derived a peace dividend from the treaty. We've been able to establish security and stability in the region, and I believe it is a main element in terms of our foreign policy.
The ever-so-arrogant Christiane Amanpour there talking with the Egyptian ambassador. More coming up, as you can imagine, here on the Countdown.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats? Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Adults spend up to 90% of their time indoors and inhale approximately 2,300 gallons of air a day. But extended exposure to pollutants in the air can cause eye, nose, and throat irritation, respiratory problems, headache, fatigue, and even allergy symptoms. However, homeowners do have the power to combat indoor air pollutants and improve their home's air quality. One common first line of defense is a home air filtration system. For example, the Carrier Infinity air purifier. It not only traps pollutants, but also uses a unique ionization process to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold, which standard air cleaners can't do. The whole home purifier, installed in line with the ductwork of a home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, repurifies the air as many as 8 times an hour, removing a majority of pathogens, allergens, and pet dander. In fact, the Infinity air purifier cleans more than 100 times more air than some of the popular portable units. For more information on improving your indoor air quality, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Use.gov.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
33 after the hour, Monday, the 14th of February, our review of the weekend news, talk, issues-oriented radio and television programs. Getting to your calls in just a matter of moments. For that, though, let's go to CBS's Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer talked to Senator John McCain about the situation. He thought the president handled the situation correctly. And then Schieffer asked McCain his opinion on the Muslim Brotherhood.
This whole question of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you think the Muslim Brotherhood should be a part of the negotiations leading toward these reforms? Should they be a part of the new government?
I think that's up to the Egyptian people and government. I'm very concerned about a lot of the behavior of the Muslim Brotherhood and a lot of the positions they've taken, including their failure to recognize Israel's right to exist. So I'm very worried about it. The best way to ensure that no extremist element hijacks this election is to have a free and fair election that is truly transparent, that brings in all the democratic forces and factors in Egypt into this process. And voter education has a lot to do with it.
How do you view the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, you know, I think the head of National Intelligence, General Clapper, kind of caught Washington's attention when he said on Capitol Hill he thought they were a secular organization.
His spokesperson later took back that statement.
Well, that's an old joke, what the captain meant to say.
That's right. I am concerned about it. We have reasons to be concerned about the Muslim Brotherhood. But at the same time, for us to dictate what the role they should play in a way may be harmful to us, because this revolution is theirs and they want us to assist. They don't want us to dictate.
800-510-8255. Okay, so there's John McCain. We've pretty much covered anything new and both radio and television and the left and the right. So let's get to your calls at 800-510-8255, starting with Randy in Illinois. Focusing on the Egyptian people.
You know, take my hat off to all of the wonderful souls of the people in Egypt. What they did was really history truly in the making, because that was a human souls of everybody coming together, Christians, Muslims, whatever religion it was, whatever your sect was, they came together. And they demonstrated that people, the human soul, the people, can make huge change when they come together. Not apart, they came together, and this is what they've done. You know, all of us that live in America and are born in America, we were not born in the revolution. We was born into democracy.
800-510-8255. Richie calling in Massachusetts with his thoughts here on the countdown.
My thought about the revolution is that it was not the people that made them step down. It was our government that made them step down. And you know, they call this president from Egypt that stepped down, they call him a tyrant and stuff. But it was funny, he was our buddy for 30 years. And then when we get, you know, we used him for what we could use him for, and then we just throw him out, just like we did with Hussein in Iraq when he was fighting Iran. He was our buddy in Al-Qaeda, the head of Al-Qaeda there they're looking for now. And when he was fighting Russia, he was our buddy. So when we use these dictators, and after we get what we want from them, then we call them tyrants and all this. This country of ours is really, we're the ones that are backwards. And it really is a shame the way this government, not just Obama, but the rest of the government since it started, it pretends it's nice, but it plays to these dictators. And then when they get used to them, when they get what they want from them, they throw them out.
I can imagine, Richie, if you were on another radio program other than this one, and I'm not puffing on my chest and saying, oh, this is a great radio program, Doug Stephan is a hero, but you would be attacked by some as being anti-American. You hate America, Richie. You're a horrible human being. No, that's not really what I think. I think maybe there are some morsels of truth in there. What do you folks think? 800-510-8255. Mohammed calls from Connecticut to the countdown.
I'm originally from Cairo, Egypt. I moved to America when I was 6. I'm 39 now. I'm so proud of the Egyptians. This is almost like, it's similar to like Christmas or like New Year's Eve. This is like such a great, because Mubarak was like taking like 20% of all the businesses. He was like, when I lived in Egypt for at least a year after college, and he was robbing people. Like everyone there, like this was like going back 10, 15 years ago. He was like always like just, everyone there is like so poor. I hate to be straightforward, but personally, this may sound terrible, but I was expecting to see 1,000 Egyptians, you know, God rest your soul, pass away. It would have been worth it to get rid of Mubarak. How this would affect the Arab world, I think it's such a, you know what, hopefully it turns the Arab world into the, like the United States, where Israel and all the surrounding Arab countries could all live in peace. It would be like a new Europe. It would be so great, where we could all live in peace, all do trade and money together.
Let us break bread together on our knees. That's right. Thinking of after listen, some good thoughts. Yeah, let's get together. Let's make sure that we all have a better life instead of worrying about being at war and who the enemies are, et cetera, et cetera. Peter in Florida, you are next up here with your concerns.
My concern is about the influx of people coming into the country that are not Egyptian, that are now creating part of that revolutionary atmosphere. I've been hearing reports out of Israel that they've noticed that there are quite a few people that are speaking without Egyptian dialect in the crowds and stuff. And it's also kind of funny how, now I agree, this leader should probably be taken down and should have gone through the process of going all the way to September so they can recreate another government. But initially, you know, it was the students who came out and made demands, and he started meeting them, which is hypocritical, but at the same time, I understand that there is a large influence of other nations flooding in and becoming part of this revolutionary, carrying on here. This is where I'm concerned about the Brotherhood of Muslims, because if this becomes an anti-Israeli type of a government, this is going to put a lot of tension in the area.
800-510-8255. The tension has already started. If you look at what's going on in Yemen, the protesters there are clashing with the police today, in fact. Bob in Indiana, your thoughts, please, up next on the countdown.
I've been to Egypt countless numbers of time, and I think it's a lovely country. But when I was there, it was pretty peaceful, and Everyone was really friendly, and that could change very, very quickly, especially with these upcoming elections, because we have no idea as to who's going to gain power, and if it falls into the wrong hands, it's gonna get really, really bad. And I'm hearing these callers, you know, praising the people of Egypt and how it's going to change the Middle East. Well, we don't know what changes are coming, and we could be expecting $6 to $8 a gallon of gas, depending upon what's going to happen with the Suez Canal and how that's going to be treated. So that's something that people need to take into consideration when they're throwing parties for this big event here.
800-510-8255. Some of this stuff sounds a little childish. Let's take a couple more calls. Monica in Washington, nice to have you on board.
You know what's shocking to me is a lot of Americans calling and talking like they know the exact feeling of the Egyptian people. Why can't we as Americans just accept the fact that other countries want the same diplomatic process as we as Americans? It reminds me somewhat of the Civil Rights Movement when people finally start standing up for how they feel. There are a lot of countries in America that don't have the power or the backing of a lot of organizations so they can come out and say, we want to be free. So to the Republicans and the Democrats who are giving their ideas, saying you don't know what's going to happen to the Egyptians and all of this other stuff, let them be. That's their country. They know what they want in their country.
800-510-8255. John in New Orleans. Go ahead, sir.
I'm living in New Orleans. I was born in North Carolina. I'm Arab American. My parents are from Egypt. I really think it's a wonderful thing. And all my life, right now I'm almost 50 years old, and all my life, you know, this is something my father dreamed of. This is something that I dreamed of. My son is something I'm, you know, we talked a little about, but I'm sure he's dreamed of. We do have to keep, there are some serious issues, and we do have to keep the military in Egypt in check. And actually, Israel, when you're thinking of Israel, you should be actually happy that the military is in control right now, because Israel shouldn't feel really threatened about this. Israel should get serious about peace, though. I kind of vacillate with pity for Mubarak, and then he kind of dug his own grave, too. So this could have been changed a long time ago by Mubarak. But it's a shame that a man that spent 60 years of his life, that actually dedicated his life to Egypt, ended that way.
Are you kidding? The guy's got $70 billion. About 40 of it is ours. From the taxpayers in America. I don't think it ended too badly for him. Okay, so that's our roundup on Egypt. Up next, the budget discussion on the countdown.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast. Here's the number to call, 1-800-646-1320, 1-800-646-1320. Toll free, that's 1-800-646-1320.
On Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace talked to Congressman Paul Ryan about the president's budget. Let's listen in.
President Obama presents his budget for 2012 tomorrow, and he reportedly is going to offer a plan that would cut the deficit, his aides say, by $1 trillion over the next decade. The key features: a five-year freeze on spending and some considerable tax increases on the wealthy. From what you've heard, what do you think of the president's plan?
It sounds like the similar budgets that he's been giving us last couple of years. Last year, he gave us a $2 trillion tax increase. He got $700 billion of those tax increases enacted, mostly through his health care law. It looks like he's coming back for another, $1.3 trillion in tax increases. This discretionary freeze is off of an extremely high base. They just blew spending out the gates in the last 2 years. A 24% increase in domestic discretionary spending. When you throw stimulus on top, it was an 84% increase. And he wants to freeze for a few years off of those high levels. It's less than 1% of spending over the next 10 years. So, we'll see the details of this budget, but it looks like to me that it's going to be very small on spending discipline and a lot of new spending so-called investments. Look, the president is elected to lead and to face the country's biggest challenges. The country's biggest challenge, domestically speaking, no doubt about it, is a debt crisis. And I'm really hoping that he's going to give us a budget that tackles this debt crisis. And if it's what these early press reports show, it shows that he's abdicating leadership on that point. I'm hoping that that's not the case, that we can get this debt going down. But it looks like the debt's going to continue rising under this budget.
Well, if it is, as it's been reported, and there's every reason to believe it, these are leaks from the White House, is this budget, which has some spending increases for infrastructure and education and research, is this budget, the president's budget, dead on arrival?
Well, look, I don't like to say that until I actually see the budget. So, I wish I could give you a clean, clear answer. But again, I want to look at the actual budget. We will get this tomorrow. We will pour through it line by line very quickly. We know how to analyze these things pretty quickly. And then we'll give you an answer to that tomorrow. But look, if he's talking about coming and having new spending, so-called investments, that is not where we're going. The great debate we're having in Congress now, which is refreshing, is we're debating how much to cut spending, not how much to increase spending. And these early press reports are showing us that he wants paltry savings on the one hand and a lot of new spending on the other hand. Borrowing and spending is not the way to prosperity. Today's deficits means tomorrow's tax increases, and that costs jobs. So all this borrowing and spending doesn't work, didn't work with the stimulus, and it will cost us jobs. We need to cut spending so we can keep taxes and interest rates low so businesses can plan and hire people.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so you heard Chris Wallace there talking to Congressman Ryan about the president's budget, supposed to be officially announced later on today. Let's get some of your input here. Talk Radio callers, as you know, this program is produced around the balance of 40-some-odd radio stations that do news talk radio. Some of the callers that we have here, we take live on the air at 800-510-8255. Sometimes we edit some of your calls. In this circumstance, we took a number of talk radio callers to various programs we were monitoring, talking about the budget.
Why is it we keep paying the presidents, after they get out of office, why do they keep receiving their pay? And why does the House and Congress receive insurance free when they try to do away with our insurance?
We're in 50 countries around the world with our military. We should be protecting our friends and not our enemies. If we brought those people back, they could stand hand in hand on our borders and cover the United States, which is, under the Constitution, the government's job. Number two, we have all of the oil and gas that we need in this country. We need to stop the largest flow of money or wealth in the history of mankind to Saudi Arabia and other producers. Number three, there's a constitution that we need to follow. We don't need the government sticking their noses in all of our business all over. Every time we turn around, there's a government takeover of everything.
And we, as a country, we welcome everyone to come here and enjoy our American dream, but yet there are certain people that come into this country that we actually pay for them to be here. From other countries, and where we have a large number of people here that are unemployed, we need to employ the people of America first, and we need to stop the programs of our government subsidizing people from other countries to actually be here in the United States. We don't need to have that, and of course I agree on these energy bills, and our troops need to be coming back here that are not actually needed to protect our interests overseas. We need to have them here to protect our borders.
800-510-8255. What are you thinking? Talk radio callers here. We're reviewing some from some of the programs that we monitor, the discussion about the president's budget in the focus. What monies ought to be spent to do what?
I believe it would be the food stamps. I know quite a few people on food stamps. And when I talk to them or I go over their house, some of them are eating steak, crab legs. And I believe they should have more of a program like the WIC where there's only certain food items you're allowed to buy, be cheese, milk, some cereals. I don't believe you should be allowed to buy any luxury food item you want.
Well, I don't think that the defense budget should be exempt. The first thing I would take out of the defense budget is I would ground the MV-22s and the CV-22 tilt-rotor Ospreys. They don't perform as they're supposed to. They never have. The second thing is, when you're talking, one of your other callers talked about the second engine for the Joint Strike Fighter. That needs to be thrown away. The first engine won in the competition in the first round. It's just strictly pork barrel. A third thing should be on the tanker program for the in-flight refueling. It's a matter of national security that that airframe be produced in here in the United States and not by Airbus Industries in Europe.
A lot of our politicians want to cut different things, but I think they need to take about a 10% dip in their pay. I think that would help a whole bunch. I think that would probably cut it in half.
I would definitely cut the space program, the entire NASA space program. I would definitely cut a lot of the politicians' salaries, at least 10%, especially with regards to health care. And I think a country that we need to tax imports and start making things again. We sell our technologies to all these countries, especially China, for them to cut clothing and jeans, and we have millions of factories. We have the people with all the technology know-how. Why don't we open our factories and begin to make things again and put Americans back to work?
It's pretty good, very good, actually, thoughts from people on the budget. Almost $3 trillion. Do you know how much of when Bill Clinton was president, we just, that was, what, 16 years ago. We didn't, it was that one, less than 1 trillion. It got to about trillion and a half when Bush was in the presidency. Toward the end, got up close to 1.7 trillion. Where are we going to get this money from? Good reflections, things to think about, and we'll think about them more during the course of the week, I'm sure. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown at 59 past the